From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Syrian rebels call for a new ceasefire in Aleppo. Syrian rebels in the besieged city of Aleppo are calling for an immediate five-day ceasefire to ensure the humanitarian evacuation of civilians from the eastern part of the city. The rebels made the proposal Wednesday morning, just hours after Syria's Russian-backed army gained control of at least three-quarters of Aleppo's old city, which had been under rebel control since 2012. The rebel factions are proposing that around 500 people needing urgent medical care be evacuated under the supervision of the United Nations. They're also proposing that other civilians who wish to leave be allowed to travel to rural northern Aleppo, where there's no government presence, instead of neighboring Idlib province, which is besieged by Russian airstrikes. The rebels say once the humanitarian situation has been alleviated, they will discuss the future of Aleppo. As Syrian government bombs continue to rain down, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on Syria's civil war, says 369 civilians have been killed in the offensive on East Aleppo, including 45 children. Another 92 civilians, including 34 children, were killed by rebel shelling on government-held West Aleppo. Authorities in Indonesia Wednesday declared a two-week state of emergency after a strong earthquake hit the Aceh province on the northern tip of Sumatra Island, killing at least 97 people. Local officials say hundreds more were injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the epicenter of the 6.5 magnitude quake. The town of Morudu was among the hardest hit areas. This is VOA News.